Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wlander moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wlander scores. Nettles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nettles scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Pinson moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Foster reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. Horton moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse is walked intentionally. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knupp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields the ball and throws to second. Leon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Leon. May scores. one out. It's 4-2, Indians. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hyndman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyndman moves to second. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ulander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fossey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hydman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ulander moves to second. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gene Rounceville. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Mike Paul now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Danny Murphy now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fosse is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noop strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ken Berry pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Berry moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. McCraw moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hydman hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Murphy, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias pinch hits for Danny Murphy. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knupp hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.